Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hi everyone, we have a new murder in town, and this time it's a killer kid with a flower. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now let the buzz begin.
Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your gold.
Father of mine. I feel like seeing the end, I'm like, who the heck is this kid's father? Like, we barely know the mother. But hi, everyone. It is the after show for The Sinner Season 2, Episode 1, Part 1. You're here with Takira Shabre.
And hey, guys, I'm Alice Ford. And I actually just binge watched Season 1 a couple months ago. So I'm pretty excited about this new season. And it's like totally crazier than I think the first.
So oh my God. I'm addicted from season one because I'm kind of like you. Like, I just happened to stumble across The Sinner, like, on Netflix, and I was like, huh, what's this? And then I think I actually even saw the preview for The Sinner season two before I saw season one. And my mother and I, she's really into like the ID channel and everything. So I was like, you should totally like watch this with me. And we watched it like literally in 2 days. We were like ridiculously tired and saw everything. It was good stuff. But yeah, we have a lot to talk about. We're talking about who this kid Julian is, what his background is. Harry's big return. He's back. I was so happy to see his face.
Me too.
In this one. And in this flower. But yeah, so let's hop right into it. Those of you who are in our live chat, feel free to drop comments, topics, questions, all of that good stuff to keep me and Alice company.
That's right. And I see that a lot of you are already in there chatting, and we love that. So, you know, let us know. I know Takira asked a lot of you guys what you think Julian's backstory is. So we'll get into that in a little bit, I think.
Ooh, I love.
Lots of questions.
I know, right? Good stuff. Well, let's talk about this quote, air quotes, I use, family trip here. So we come across little young Julian and his mom and dad going to Niagara Falls. Did you take it as a, like, what did you get off the tension from the parents?
Well, right away, I was like, oh, okay, I'm not sure where this is going to go. But obviously from the promos, I knew it was about a child. So,
right.
But within the first, like, 2 minutes, you're like, something is seriously wrong with this kid. And then, like, why is he... Well, like, it seemed like Niagara Falls was, like, some sort of, like, weird tree. And, like, it was like, well, if we can't... Oh, my God, well, we have to make it because it's, like, something weird's going to happen if we don't get to Niagara Falls.
So, Lord forbid if my kids kill me because we don't make it to Disneyland.
So at first I was just like, okay, these parents have just, like, a really, like, out there, maybe, like, somewhat of a deranged kid. I'm not really sure, but I didn't really know what to think about it.
Yeah, I kind of got, like, obviously I think we all intentionally got weird vibes off of the mom. And I was, at first I was like, okay, this is kind of maybe an abusive type relationship, but the dad seemed chill. Like, he, to me, he kind of seemed like not the abusive type. So I was like, okay, maybe they've just been having issues with their marriage and trying to work it out. But yeah, it's just the kind of weird vibes, especially when the kid was like, no, that didn't happen. They don't do that, when he was talking about the barrels off of Niagara Falls. I'm like, okay, kid, chill.
Right. And then it got real weird when the car broke down.
Yeah. Let's. That kind of brings us on it. So the next thing that happened was car breaks down and they have to be stuck, like, going to the motel. Rockford Lodge Motel. So,
right, and that brings us back to the town that is in season one, which is called
Dorchester.
I think so, right? Or
yeah, where Harry moved.
Kenner or Kent something.
Keller. Keller, New York.
Yes.
So he you know, Harry's hometown, which is, I love the creepy vibe and connection that they are giving to Harry. I know we'll talk about that, but yeah, I love it. I love that part. But this motel, how was it weird to you that she like got super upset that he tried to flag down a car?
Totally. And now that we've all watched this whole episode, like, it's starting to make a lot more sense. Like, oh, okay. Because then they get to the hotel and she's like, we can't spend the night here.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you mean? Like, what's the big deal? Like, A, you're driving to Niagara Falls, like, and as soon as her car broke down, it was like, just happened to be dark again.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, like, now it's nighttime.
It went 0 to 60 real quick. It was like 5 minutes and here it is midnight. Like, where did all this time go?
And then it's like, okay, well, obviously, he would have been at Niagara Falls then at dark.
Yeah.
You know, unless they weren't really ever going to Niagara Falls.
Well, we kind of got that little quote unquote maybe hint at the end of the episode. So that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found it like I watched it obviously a second time. I mean, you and I did The Alienist together.
Yes.
And you know that I'm like super big on details. I'm like looking at the chick in the background who's blinking and I'm like, oh, you know, it's a sign. So I really loved watching it the second time around because I realized just how upset she got at him, like flagging down cars, trying to go to the motel. It's like almost like she didn't really want a paper trail, like, you know, like a,
right.
She didn't want anyone to see.
Exactly.
So it was really strange. But so, yeah, let's I guess the murder at that point. I mean, we have two parents just trying to make it work, like walk on eggshells with Julian, like almost like they were not wanting to make him upset.
But then they seemed like so like, I don't know, like happy and like then when he goes to get the breakfast and she like freaks out like, oh, my God, you let him go by himself, which I actually bought at first. I was like, OK, yeah, she's just like an overprotective mom.
Right.
And this kid is like super weird and like maybe has like some autism or like some sort of like, I don't know, demons that he's fighting. And so they don't want him alone. But then obviously, I don't think that's really the case.
Clearly. You know what? I initially, first time I watched it, was the fact that he was watching, like, a CNN-type, stock-type, something
right.
on TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, you are maybe, like, you know, we realize he's, I think, 13 from the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're really intelligent to be watching this. Like, you know, no cartoons. Or
like some kind of weird secret genius.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what, and hopefully I'm not the only one. He knows how to steep tea. In my mind, I'm like, who the heck taught him how
well,
to...
Well, and he also knows about, you know, which I don't know if we want to get into that now, but he knows about all these plants. And, like, obviously, like, he has studied either, like, some sort of, you know, hunter-gatherer...
Right, exactly.
...encyclopedias or, you know, something else. And we've actually got a lot of people in the chat right now talking about this as well. Maya Papaya says that Julian's evil inside.
yeah, he is.
And he's possessed. Trying to control his evilness. Yeah, I agree.
Good
I mean, he's definitely got something weird going on.
Yeah, I read a couple of comments in the chat about his backstory. I'm so excited to like get to that later. But yeah, so we realize he kills... he kills his quote, air quotes. I'm using air quotes all throughout this after show, I feel like, with a flower. He comes back up, serves his parents tea, and all of a sudden they're knocked out cold. But we then meet Heather, Heather Novick, and she invites Harry to Keller, back to Keller.
That's right.
To help her with the... with the murder.
Well, and I love... So I'm just going to touch a little bit on this plant that we... That he kills the parents with, which is called the Jimson weed. And I actually really loved that they introduce this because in all of season one of the, like, weird things about Harry is just, like, that he's always just, like, staring off into the woods or, like, you know, staring off into the trees and he knows about all these plants.
Yes.
And we never really saw that...
In season one?
We saw it a little bit, I think.
We saw a lot of woods in season one. It's almost like both seasons are like this.
But his knowledge of like plants wasn't like as important.
Right.
And now we're seeing like, oh, hey, I'm going to solve this because I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really interesting. But just some little facts on a few facts on gypsum weed as well. So It actually grows almost all over the United States, but it's very prevalent in West Virginia. And Americans reported accounts of it all the way back in 1676 in Jamestown, where a lot of people had near-death experiences from eating the seeds. It was used a lot in medicinal purposes, primarily as a sedative. And so all over the world, it's been used as a sedative to try and get prostitutes to work as prostitutes, drugged them.
Okay.
In the Roman army, they crippled people with it. Indians in Colombia used it to kill babies.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So it's had a very widespread use over the last couple hundreds of years kinds of different things.
I never would have, like, I don't remember seeing this flower. It looks like a big honeysuckle to me. Yeah. So I'm like, it has me, like, super on edge now. I feel like everywhere I go, I'm going to be looking for this flower.
Well, in low dosages, I guess it won't kill you, but kids in West Virginia also are using it as a psychedelic because it will make you hallucinate. So they've actually had a lot of people reporting teenagers using it as, like, a new form of bath salts.
Darn millennials finding everything to get high on.
That's right.
But it's very strange. Like, I know a lot of us was saying that that he knows about this flower. Mm-hmm. So I love the connection with, like you said, with the woods. But we see Harry's return. We get a little bit of his backstory. His nails are healed. Did you notice? He was sitting at the bar.
I didn't notice that.
In season one, he always had those bruises because he was messing with the lady, like the dominatrix type thing.
That's right.
His nails are healed.
Mm.
And so he met that when he saw that chick at the bar and he thought about maybe taking it there. He looked down at his nails. I'm like,
Catch that. Look at you with your little details.
I noticed the small details and then it's the big stuff. I'm like, whoa, what did I miss? Like, right here. But yeah, so it kind of let us know, like, there's a little bit of growth. Maybe he's had some hurdles that he got over.
I think he had a hard time coming back because Heather was like, or was it Heather's dad?
Heather
was like, how long has it been? And he was like, 15 years. Or the police chief asked him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's been 15 years. And he had a hard time, like, even just, like, saying that.
Yeah, and I think it was funny because Heather was like, when my mom's funeral. And so I wouldn't really maybe imagine that that's why he left, but it's the fact that those two tied it together somehow, as far as like a time frame goes, is interesting too.
Yeah.
So,
well, who knows? His ex, Faye, might have made a move. I mean,
yeah, that's
who knows?
I'm sure we'll know. I don't know.
I'm
what
sure
do you guys
we'll
think?
Out.
Yeah, what do you guys think? While we're asking what you think, take a second to drop us a comment in the live chat. Let us know what you think maybe the ties are between this whole 15-year gap and Heather's mom. But we also have something to ask of our viewers as well. So
that's right, guys. All of you AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, including this one. And we've got everything from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and so much more. And there's no network out there that works harder to serve TV fans than us. But we need your help. So we're asking you that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And hopefully you're already subscribed to this one. And you're going to stay tuned with us every week for this show. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're completely optional, so you only get them if you want them. So make sure you hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And if you let us know in the comment sections, we'll give you a shout-out on air. So thanks so much, guys, for helping us out and helping us be the ESPN of Talk TV.
Yeah, we work hard around here.
That's right. And our chat is just, you guys, I'm
blowing
so happy
up.
Because you guys are obviously as excited as we are about this show. And you guys just brought up a really good point about the rocks on the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Which we didn't talk about. So I think we might want to mention that just because I thought that was, like, super weird.
Yeah.
And
so what
do
you
think that means?
To me, that, and I even tried to, like, Google rocks on eye, like, if there's any rituals or anything like that that requires that, but to me it meant like something ritualistic, like some kind of I'm not going to jump into it and say that one word that begins with the C and ends with the T as far as what we might think that this
We've
is.
We've got a lot of people in the chat saying that.
Okay, I'm going to say it. Screw it. Cult. So it instantly, like, obviously, like, we've all seen the previews. If you're a big super fan, you've thought of, like, you know, try to research every video and every outcome of this possible thing. So, yeah, it stuck out to me. I was like, of course there's rocks on the eyes. Of course he, this little bitty 13-year-old boy, is lifting this grown man who is dead weight now at this point to put him in, you know.
Yeah,
this...
I thought that was weird, too. I was like, wait, he's... Because, like, they showed him, like, kind of starting to drag him. And I was like, wait a second. Like, right. How is he even moving that kid?
Yeah.
But I know there's, like, some civilizations or indigenous groups that put rocks on the eyes. I guess I would have to look it up and find out which and what, why they do that. But it was definitely an interesting, moment for that.
Yeah, we'll definitely have... Some more info, because I try to Google it too, so we'll have a little bit more info. But good point, good call out. Anything else in the chat that is pretty good to call out?
Well, just a funny one. Harry's a freak and he loves being a chubby chaser. You could tell he was tempted, and that's by Brownie 8986. So that just made me laugh when I saw that.
That's pretty true. Poor guy, he has his vices that he just deals with, but yeah, so I love what Brownie 8986 said too, is the fact that small towns have the huge scandals. It's like this awkward, like, random thing that just happens in all these small cities. It's like the craziest stuff. Like, I mean,
I don't know. I grew up in a small town. We never had anything weird that happened other than just, like, people driving into ditches because they were drunk. But
I guess my point is, like, nothing, because I'm from a really small city too. Oh,
yeah,
I don't even call it a city. It's a town. But I mean, we literally have 4 red lights, and that's a big deal.
Oh, we don't even have a red light.
I remember you saying that. It's like, no stop sign, no nothing.
We have,
you,
like,
just
a
drive.
Four-way intersection, and it's like
you kind of just know, like, to yield. Slow down.
There's, like, one. I think there's, like, a blinking yellow, like, oh, caution.
Well, there you go. Small towns. So it says a lot about us, I guess. But but yeah, it's always like, you know, stuff like this doesn't happen, but when it happens, it's like, you'd go all out. It's
totally.
Like 0 to 60. It's either, you know, nothing at all, or there's this massacre that's going on. But I think Heather and Harry working together, she has obviously something to prove. She's young. They made
a
point.
She's a really good detective, though.
Yes.
Because I think in most shows where there's, like, a young detective, especially in a small town, they, like, don't know what they're doing. They miss lots of stuff. Kind of like the assistant. He's just like, guys, what are we looking for? Like, what is this?
And I love that she put him in his place, too.
Yeah, and she knows exactly what to look for. Mm-hmm. She, like, was like, wait, you haven't even gone into the crime scene when she got there? And he was like, no. And then she, like, immediately sees the windows open, like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
The culprit has escaped.
Right. Like, how convenient. I love that she is young. I love that she's female. I know, as coming off of our other show, she was female is a really big deal. But I, you know, there's nothing wrong with calling with a little backup.
But she definitely looked concerned, like, when they were all having dinner at her dad's house. I mean, she definitely looked super freaked out. Like, she's downing the wine. She's, like, in the kitchen with this face of, like, oh, my God. I don't know. I was like, does she have something, some sort of demon that she's, like, trying to escape from? Or is she just maybe freaked out because this is the first murder she's seen? I don't know.
Yeah. I thought it was really strange. And maybe this is, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to lead into predictions. But I felt the connection between Harry's mom and Heather's mom. Because she passed away when she was 15. And then we obviously see Harry's flashback of...
the fire.
Yeah, the fire and the little boy, like, you know, looking for... that's so strange. I don't remember seeing so much about his background in season one. And
yeah,
Harry's.
So I wrote that down in my notes and was like, wait, did he have a family that died in a fire? Because obviously in season one, we see Faye being his wife, and she, like, they have this, like, tumultuous relationship. And so when I saw that flashback, I was like, wait, what is that? Mm-hmm. Is that, like, an old family or?
Yeah. Well,
it was very strange.
Yeah. I was looking at the cast list, and it has a character, I'm trying to get the words out. Oh, young Harry. Mm. And so that's when I was like, okay, so that was him. I heard him say mom, and obviously he's, so maybe like there's some type of connection that he's back in his hometown. There's a young boy, obviously, Julian, that's.
Yeah, well, and maybe there's, stuff that we didn't learn in season one that has happened to him.
I love
it. Before Faye. So yeah, that's exciting to find out.
Love. I love the backstory.
Love finding out more about
that. But I guess we'll just like wrap up as far as like character wise.
Well, let's do our special segment first, right?
Yeah. Well, to talk about Julian, maybe not predictions.
Let's talk about Julian.
I was going to say, there's so much. I know, like, predictions. I feel like
there are so many.
We'll keep it. Yeah. We'll keep it. And by the way, use this time, guys. I know, you know, a lot of you are on YouTube Live. We're also on iTunes. So if you're listening on iTunes afterwards, feel free to drop us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. There's two of us tonight, but we'll have a full party or. Somewhat, anyway. We'll have some more people joining us. But yeah, you guys are always our panel, no matter how many people are up here. So drop your comments, your reviews. Let us know what you want to talk about. But wrapping up with Julian, so this angry little weird kid. One thing that was so disturbing to me is this thumping in the background. Did you notice? Right. Like, every time he got upset, there was this really loud thumping.
Well, and in those flashbacks that we see, which at first I thought that was his psychiatrist or something. That was like my first thought.
Yeah.
When we see the woman and him, and he's like, she's got the thumping.
Right.
And she's obviously trying to kind of almost, it seemed like agitate him in some way.
Yeah. So I thought the same thing. I was like, okay, therapist, because he just killed his parents. So now, you know, because it's kind of like, quote, the right thing to do is he's in foster care. Now he has a therapist trying to talk to him. But then at the end, when she's like, when Shadow Julian's knocking, what do you do? And he said, let him in. Whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
That's not what we want to do. Hold on a second. And it didn't hit me. I even Googled the sound machine. I was like, what is a sound machine? Like, what is, like, different uses of sound machines? And things came up like hypnotherapy, pretty much like a training sense, like a translation, like trying to like bring people and like change their ego. And
well, and there's actually, so I'm actually reading a book right now that actually, it's like a mystery, but it talks a lot about basically sounds and how they can kind of almost possess you or cause you to be crazy. So like basically this book, I won't get into like a long version of it, but they've built this machine in the 20s and it's rediscovered in the current time period. And the machine basically creates sound waves that cause schizophrenia.
Wow.
And so they were trying to have different results with it, but so basically they're weaponizing it, but it's basically driving people insane. And
I could see it.
Like, angry music can like cause people to
like
kill people or kill themselves. So
yeah,
definitely onto something with
that. No, I am so 100% behind that, because when you think about, okay, I'm sleepy, I want to put on some peaceful music, they have peaceful music at the spa, or if you're, you know, ready to, quote, turn up, or, you know, whatever you're about to do, like go out, you get something with a little bass in it, and, you know, all that angry music that you just said.
So this is a PSA to not listen to angry music
right,
when you're angry.
Right. And not even, like, you know, whatever the case may be, everyone has their different avenues. But yeah, I so believe in that. So I love that you pointed that out, that she's definitely not a therapist. And maybe she's, okay, predictions. I'm going to save it. But yeah, anything else that you picked up vibe-wise on Julian?
The kid is just, I mean, I think you already said earlier that he's probably a lot smarter than he looks.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing that I noticed was when he's in the foster care, and this was like a question that I wrote down, like, why would this happen? Is like basically he starts freaking out when Heather is talking to him, when she tries to like dig a little more, and like it's like, eh. And then everyone just like leaves the room
and they locked the door. Did you notice that?
I was like, wait, so they're just gonna be like, oh, okay, have your meltdown, bye,
cry it out.
I was like, that's like, you would, he's like a, you know, in psychosis. He like and he just like leave him. I'm like, that was so weird.
They had the door locked, for crying out loud. Like, the lawyer had to unlock the door to go in the room. And so in my mind, I'm like, I mean, I know he just killed his parents, but geez, like, so there must be something seriously wrong with this kid. That the fact that you're, are you afraid so you don't want to let him out? Or, right. I don't know, it's really strange.
Well, and to just put him in a foster home and not, like, some sort of, like, I don't know, padded wall, padded room.
You're going, like, straight into a sane asylum? I think the foster kid's, like, baby steps. I don't know. I mean, Harry said it best, like, when they were in the car, that, you know, maybe something happened to him. And I think that's a little foreshadowing because, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything in the live chat while we wrap up?
We've got people in the live chat commenting on the sound machine thing. One of the guys is saying that he thinks he saw that something similar in the movie The Master. And then he said, oh, it's Brownie8986, that it could be Scientology.
Oh Lord, jeez. Don't turn me away from watching the show. All right, cool.
Right. And let me see if I had anything else that I wanted to talk about Julian.
It's a lot. I'm interested. A lot of people.
He's really a scary looking kid.
A lot of people were commenting, poor thing, on his lips. The dry lips.
Because he had the white, crackly lips.
Yeah, it's
lips.
A little.
Yes.
You know, a lot of kids were too.
Poor
but
thing.
Anyway. But yeah. That pretty much wraps up on the, kind of the spill of this episode. At the very end, we see. The quote mother. Mm-hmm. So I know we'll bring that up in predictions, but who saw that coming? Like,
I don't, well, I did not see that coming.
No.
I was like, okay, these guys are weird. And like the like sex scene, I was like, okay, they have this like super weird kid and they're like all horny. I was like, that's so weird. I was like, but okay.
I guess like the lady at the end showing up and saying, well, I'm his mother. Mm-hmm. That's what I was like, whoa, okay. Love the juice. Love the the twists. But
oh, my other thing with Julian was, why did he take off his shoes?
Blood on the bottom, maybe?
I don't know, but he's going into the woods.
You know what literally just came to my mind? When people are possessed and they, well, obviously I've never seen it in real life, but I would freak the hell out if I did. But they, like, their clothes, like, they rip off their clothes and it's just, like, skin. Like, you know when you watch a lot of scary movies and, like, the demon comes out of whatever, heck, even Incredible Hulk, it's like, all right, get naked, I'm demon, so... I don't know.
I don't know. If any of you guys have thoughts about that in the chat, please let us know.
Interested to see that. But we have a pretty cool segment that we're going to do on this show, and we call it Killer Kids, where we kind of do a little digging. Like, Alice is our good historian up in here, and we're going to do a little digging to look up killer kids in the past. So we're going to kick off this segment.
That's right. So we're going to kick off this segment with some creepy music.
Because it's only right.
A photo of a killer kid.
Yeah.
So on the screen, we're going to show you, this is 16-year-old Esme. I don't know how to pronounce this, but Sang, I believe. She lived in Kansas, and she was an overachiever pushed to the edge. So her parents were Chinese immigrants that demanded always that she be absolutely perfect in everything that she did. And one time she got allegedly a 96% and not a 100 on a test. Her mother made her stand in the corner naked for hours and hours. So one day she just... totally snaps and she stabs her mother to death with a knife that unfolded it like went on through several rooms of their home.
Oh my gosh.
She pleaded guilty to manslaughter and was sentenced to only 8 years. She got free in 2012 and is now perhaps walking the streets of Kansas still. I don't know where she lives now, but
can we hop on IG and like just see what she's up to? Oh my gosh.
But and the crazy thing is that she was actually ranked among the best classical pianists in the entire country.
Wow.
As a 16-year-old.
I'm telling you, it's the smart ones. Like, I mean, you know, it's you got to have a little intelligence to come up with a plot like that. But.
That's right. Well, so we'll share one killer kid with you every week.
Yeah. How and, interesting. If you guys find... Yeah, if you guys find anything super interesting, we're pretty cool with the research. I mean, we're between the both of us, I feel like we're super into it, to detail and research. But yeah, if you guys see anything, like comment in our comments and let us know. I'm gonna drop it on the next Killer Kids.
I just have to comment again about Brownie8986 because it's just his comments are really making me laugh. He said, "Where did it go?" That maybe the kid is a skin picker.
Oh, great. Gross. Thanks for the image in my head.
Thanks for the image, guys. We appreciate that.
Great. Thanks, Brownie, for the image in the head. But next we'll roll into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah. So we did some research on, like, season one versus season two,
season
right?
Season one versus season two. And I know a lot of you guys in the chat were already saying when we first jumped on that you were kind of split on whether or not you wanted it to continue with the old cast or the new cast. So Jessica Biel is a producer, executive producer on this show. I think we may have heard rumors that she might be joining in at some point, but mm-hmm. not really sure.
Short little cameo, maybe.
Yes. And then obviously we've got, you know, all the new characters and Harry. Mm-hmm. So it's a... I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, as far as like the book versus is season two based on the book and all of that. So season one obviously was based on the book. And season two, they've like decided, they said pretty much like what happened with Handmaid's Tale. Like they wrote it and then they had to kind of create new content.
Right, so this was supposed to be like a one-off series, but it was so popular. Oh, and all of you guys obviously in the chat loved it so much, just like we did, that they had to scramble and craft a second mm-hmm. season. And
oh my gosh. I'm so glad that they did, because this show is so freaking addicting. I mean, episode one already, season two. I don't care if it's new, old. It's so ridiculously worth the watch.
Well,
so.
And they've got actually the makings of a real long... They could continue to do like season after season.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
If they don't have Harry in it again. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could go anywhere and follow these like weird tales.
Yeah. You can always find an officer or something like that that has a weird backstory. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we all have a story. But interesting. All right. Well, that's all for our news and gossip. We will wrap up with our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Drop your predictions in the live chat, in the comments.
My predictions. Well... Let's just start with what we find out at the end of the episode, where we obviously find out that the parents weren't coming from Pennsylvania. They were coming from basically kind of like, it seemed like the border of Canada, but like upstate New York, farther upstate than they already were. So they were driving, you know, instead of east to west, they were driving south. So that was kind of the first weird tidbit that we got. And then we find out that that person that I thought was a psychiatrist mm-hmm. is actually the mom. And then it was like, okay.
Right.
Everything's clicking now and falling into place. Mm-hmm. So I think that the dad, I think that that might be the real dad.
Really?
But the woman, I think, is just like his girlfriend. And they're obviously taking him maybe to, I don't know if they were taking him to kill him or taking him... I don't have a prediction on that, I guess.
I do. I feel, at first, I was thinking that. I was like, okay, are you taking him to kill him? But then, when this whole therapist thing came into play, my prediction is that he's being used as a tool. And so, he was going to pretty much, like, be released to wreak havoc on whatever. I don't know what's south or where they're going, but I feel like he was going to be used as a weapon, like, to kill people.
Yeah, you might be onto something, so. There's something that I wanted to mention before that I didn't mention, and that was something that Harry said about the town being having a dark history with, like, almost evil spirits.
Yes.
With, like, he was like, well, evangelicals, like, created this town,
yes.
and it basically has, like, bad juju.
He called it, it's the burned over district.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that so I thought
really
that was
strange.
Really interesting, mm-hmm. and maybe foretelling of... Maybe this kid's role in a bigger evil plot line.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. I think that was mine on Julian for sure. And I think, obviously, Harry is going to have his aha moment where he comes to something with his past. So, yeah, I think, you know, cult, obviously, I'll say it again. We think that that's what's going on. So anything left prediction-wise?
We've got a lot of people in the chat also saying that they think that he was probably taken away from a cult.
Okay.
Let's see.
More like a rescue? I don't know. Drop that to see. Like rescued from a gym?
Brownie 8996 says Julian was kidnapped and was being taken away from a cult, so they were trying to help, but they actually were part of the problem. And a couple people agreeing with that.
Yeah. I guess to end on his dad, the fact that they said it really strange when she's like, "You're the worst father," and he's like, "Oh, the worst."
I know, like, but I almost was like, then when we saw the ending, I was like, okay, that was like a joke, and they're like, because they're pretending to be parents.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, I don't think they're real parents. But anyway, well, thank you everyone for joining us live chat. You guys are amazing. Again, if you're listening to this afterwards, make sure you drop us a comment, leave us a review, give us 5 stars. But for now, to continue the conversation, because obviously we can't dive all of this, where can they find you on Instagram?
They can find me on Twitter at Alice L. Ford or Instagram at Alice's Adventures on Earth. And yeah, let us know what you guys think and make sure that you share and comment and, you know, send this to all your friends that watch The Sinners too. So we want to get as many of you in here chatting with us on a weekly basis.
This is going to be a ridiculously good season. So you can find me, Takira Shabray, on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll have a couple more people to join us soon. So for now, guys, see you next week. And thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.